Good afternoon. The Spotted Fever Group, Rickettsioses, or SFGR, are a group of tick-borne diseases caused by bacteria from the genus Rickettsia. This is the notifiable condition formerly known as Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. However, due to overlapping clinical presentations and diagnostic test cross-reactivity, CSTE changed the case definition in 2010 to include all Spotted Fever Group Rickettsia. The case definition for SFGR is complex. First, a case must meet certain clinical criteria. A patient must have a history of fever and at least one other clinically compatible symptom or lab finding. Second, a case can either be laboratory confirmed or laboratory supportive. Laboratory confirmed cases require either convalescent serum, detection of SFGR DNA by PCR, isolation of bacteria in cell culture, or a positive immunohistochemistry result. In contrast, laboratory supportive cases have a single positive serologic result. Taking the case definition into consideration, this table outlines the possible case classifications based on clinical and laboratory criteria. However, as you know, only confirmed and probable cases are included in incidence statistics. This graph shows the number of SFGR cases classified as confirmed or probable in yellow and navy blue, respectively, in Tennessee over the last two decades. As you can see, there's been a gradual increase in the number of cases, with a significant rise around 2012 that has persisted. However, if we then add the cases ultimately classified as suspect or not a case, shown in gray and pink respectively, to the previous figure, you get an idea as to the investigative burden that this disease places on our health department. In each of the last 4 years, there have been almost 2,500 investigations, with the majority of cases ultimately being classified as suspect or not a case. In part due to this significant investigative and disease burden, we sought to better understand SFGR surveillance in Tennessee. To do this, we compared data routinely captured in our state electronic surveillance system, NBS, to three unique data sets: data from a reference laboratory, data from a large tertiary medical center, and state vital records data. The first data set came from a reference lab. They identified all SFGR positive specimens tested by their lab in Tennessee during 2010 to 2011. We then obtained medical records and definitively classified cases according to the case definition. Ultimately, 129, or 51%, were classified as confirmed or probable. 23% of these cases were not present in our electronic surveillance system. 77% were present, however, 32% of those were classified incorrectly as suspect or not a case, leaving only 45% classified correctly as confirmed or probable. The next data set came from a single tertiary medical center. A medical record review was performed, and 98 cases were identified that met the confirmed or probable case definition during 2007 to 2013. 47% of these cases were not present in our electronic surveillance system. Of the 53% that were present, 19% were classified incorrectly, leaving only 34%, which were classified correctly as confirmed or probable. The third and final data set came from our state vital records data. To better understand our ability to capture SFGR attributable deaths, we requested death certificates from 1995 to 2015 with these 19 diagnosis codes related to rickettsial or nonspecific tick-borne disease. This search of vital records data yielded 27 death certificates with compatible diagnosis codes as the primary or underlying cause of death. We then reviewed available medical records or autopsy reports to more definitively classify cases. 16, or 59%, were felt to be consistent with an SFGR attributable fatality. However, when we searched for these cases in our electronic surveillance system, only 50% were present, and none were correctly identified as deceased in our surveillance system. To summarize, only 37% of the 243 probable or confirmed cases identified through three distinct data sets were both present in our surveillance system and correctly classified according to the case definition. In conclusion, in Tennessee, a high proportion of SFGR reports to public health do not meet the case definition for confirmed or probable cases. However, cases and fatalities from SFGR are also underreported and misclassified, and SFGR attributable deaths are inadequately documented. So what does this mean for SFGR surveillance? While I certainly don't have all the answers, I think this evaluation raises several questions worthy of consideration. First, one of the more worrisome aspects of our findings is that none of the fatalities identified through vital records were correctly classified as such in our surveillance system. With a historic untreated mortality rate of up to 30%, it's critically important that we accurately identify patients who may have died of this preventable cause. Next, we deal with a high burden of investigations into cases that are ultimately determined to be suspect or not a case. We hear anecdotally that a substantial proportion of these tests appear to be ordered inappropriately. There's undoubtedly a role for ongoing education of providers to remind them that doxycycline is the treatment of choice for rickettsial infection of all ages and to reinforce appropriate testing and reporting guidelines. And finally, we must ask ourselves if our current surveillance system is good enough. Based on our evaluation, we're capturing slightly over a third of all confirmed or probable cases in Tennessee. We accept that no surveillance system will capture all cases, and for SFGR, perhaps this current proportion is satisfactory. I'd like to thank many individuals for their assistance with this assessment. Thank you.